At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
And welcome to another off-season edition of Spits and Suds. So glad you can be with us today. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. It's always a great Spits and Suds episode when our star's an NHL insider. You need to check out his Substack. It's called Shap Shots. He also writes for D Magazine. He also co-authored the book with our friend Stephen Meserve, We Win Here. It's EP Ringside's own Sean Shapiro. How are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good, Gavin. Pretty good. We are in a slow but comfortable time of the off season, which is great. And I can't be happier to be chatting with you right now. So
yeah, I was going to ask you. It's nice when the 18 jobs slow down, right?
Yes. So it is kids are still out of school, so been able to do a bunch with them and been able to have have some good family time and everything like that. So there are no complaints here.
That is awesome. Well, I want to call Star's offices and file a nice complaint because, I mean, to his credit, every single time Brad Albert sends out an eye emoji, I start to get tweets. What's this about? So Kudos to him on the interest. I swung and missed on this one. I thought the third sweater would be revealed, but that wasn't the case. In fact, it was another exciting news. Joe Nieuwendyk and Ralph Strangis being inducted in this upcoming season to the Dallas Stars Hall of Fame. A worthy honor for both.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those interest. It's the I had to remind myself of this, of the Stars Hall of Fame has technically only been around for 4 years, right, Gavin?
Yeah.
So I had to remind myself of that when this stuff comes out, because you kind of stop and you think about, like, how the heck is Joe Nieuwendyk, how are those two not already in the Stars Hall of Fame, right?
Like, right.
I believe when they launched the Hall of Fame 4 years ago, I think what the initial, I believe the initial, whether it was the initial class or those players were in automatically, I believe they just did players with their jersey, with retired jerseys, they were just in automatically, right? Like, there was no need for, they were already honored enough, they were right into the Hall of Fame. And so I think it's for Joe Nieuwendyk, it's also a funny kind of inclusion for two in a good way, where there are times, Gavin, where you and I have talked about it with this franchise, where there are times where the present can get in the way of the past. And I think Hall of Fames are supposed to be about history and acknowledging what people meant historically. And obviously Ralph had his pretty unceremonious split with, I'm not saying anything out of line there, everyone knows Ralph had his unceremonious split with the Stars in 2015. And Joe Nieuwendyk, while for everything he did as a player, was not the most well-remembered for his time as a GM here. And so for both of those individuals to be put into the Hall of Fame for what they did for the Stars and everything like that, I think that's a good sign, because that means the committee is looking at this the right way.
Yep.
And not overly worrying about, well, were they loyal soldiers to the brand after they were no longer here? And I think sometimes people can get lost in things like that when it comes to Hall of Fame. So I think those inclusions are, that to me is notable for those two. And it's good. I mean, it's for Nieuwendyk, it's obvious what he was by far one of the most impactful players when they won the Stanley Cup. The trade for him for Jarome Iginla is right up there in one of the greatest one-for-one trades in NHL history.
Two Hall of Famers.
Yes, and Ralph is a It was the voice of the franchise for more than 30
Yeah,
years,
came
but
from
basically,
Minnesota, sure.
however long, 20 from 93 to 2015, he was basically the voice of the franchise. So, I'm happy for both those individuals, and it's it'll be fun when they go in November, and it's I think we can't have it, it's with the Hall of Fame only being 4 years old, Gavin.
Yeah.
There's no it hasn't been around enough long enough yet for us to have snubs yet, right? Like, because you could be like, oh, how is this guy not getting in, or this person not in? Well,
True.
it's only been around for 4 years, I guess.
Yes. And they have two people, so it's not like they're inducting four or five. I think they've actually done a nice job as far as celebrating the 99 team, but at the same time inducting somebody like a Marty Turco or someone like that that is more current. So you're bringing in multi-generations of Stars fans.
Yes, exactly.
So I think it was really cool. Stick tap to both of those guys. I know you want it. I want it. We want our guy Luds in there, but he's going to be in. It's just a question of time, but there's a lot of people to go.
Yeah, it was, he should be in. There's
just from a sense of an emotional engagement on that 99 team, like from everyone I've talked to, he was such a leader in that room.
Yeah. And there's also, right, there's the, like, it's the whole, it's the interesting, I don't want to say conundrum, but like, I know I've talked to Brad Alberts about this before, where obviously the Stars want to celebrate the 99 Stanley Cup and they don't want to take any of the shine off of that. But there is a little bit of the, sometimes you don't want to be accused of living in the past for one thing. Right. So it's like, how do you kind of acknowledge multiple parts of history without taking away from the biggest thing? And it's an interesting way to kind of figure stuff out, because unfortunately the Stars are still waiting for their second Stanley Cup. They're still waiting for that second one to be like, well, we can rank greatest moments and everything like that. Like, there is only one greatest moment for this franchise. It's not like franchises that have more than one. Like the Florida Panthers, right? Like, what they've done in the past 3 years, you could have some fun debates. And I actually use the word fun. You could have some fun debates about, oh, what does this mean and that mean and everything, or like all of this stuff, because you've won it more than once. So I hope that makes sense.
No, that completely makes sense. So David Castillo and I did a Q&A, and I was really surprised on the podcast how many of our listeners, and kudos to you, the Spits and Suds listener. We had to do it in two parts because we received so many questions. How many questions had to do with that third jersey and the popularity of that third jersey? Now, David, when I asked him about it, he's like, I don't care, I'm not a jersey guy, and just shut down the conversation. But as a cup winner in beer league hockey, proudly donning that anchor sweater, my friend, I know you care just a bit about what's on your sweater. My contention, I would love to see that Winter Classic come back, but I think they're going to come up with something new.
I think if you could find a way to, I don't know if you make it the whole thing, maybe if you take an element here or there, like I'm personally I like the historical, hey, the Winter Classic was a Winter Classic jersey and obviously used for a couple other games. So if you could find a way to maybe take 95% of that jersey and refresh it a little bit, that would be my like view on it. Like, keep the same, bring back the logo, bring back a lot of the same elements, but bring back something to refresh not that it needed to refresh, but bring back something like that to just kind of allow that jersey to be the Winter Classic historical jersey. I like that. But yeah, I will say, I am not the biggest jersey snob. I am not, but I do. I do have a taste for classic looks, clean looks. I like the. If anyone's seen the picture of the Anchorman, we got the clean
nice.
Blue with the Anchorman logo and
very Seattle.
Yes, and it's got the. It is very. It's very crisp and clean and. I'm a fan of that. So I like in the Winter Classic logo for this jersey for the Stars did that. I as long as for me with the Stars, I think they have a, as long as they continue to find ways with whatever they roll out, where they are one of the rare, and of course, this is an oxymoron to say this statement, but they are one of the rare, unique-looking teams in the NHL. It's such a red and blue league. It's such like if I was to give you a color wheel of the NHL, it's red, blue, black, and yellow. That's basically the NHL, right? Almost every matchup is some form of that. I love that you can turn the TV on and be like, oh, hey, there's a Stars game. That's why, like, I hated when the Stars did the old football black jersey. It's like, this is ugly.
Yeah.
Like, I like the victory green color scheme. I like how it's different. It's you know you're watching a Stars game instantly if you're flipping through channels. So as long as they keep that identity, I'm cool with how they work around and tweak things out. If you could make I know a lot of people like the star design, obviously, from when the Stars won the Stanley Cup. If you could refresh that with the victory green color scheme, I'd be all in for something like that too. And I will say it was such a shame that when they did the reverse retro, that the concept was really botched, because that white jersey was just, it was a waste of using that star design. So.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sean. However, I will say this. On Dallas Stars Day, when they gave away the Texas Rangers, they put it in Rangers colors, it really did look good. It wouldn't be bad to have like a Texas logo, but I completely understand. You're right. They're unique. That's what makes Hartford so unique back in the old days, because of their unique colors with the bright blue and the green like it was. Yeah. So I agree with you there. Unless we go orange and go Whataburger Stars jersey, I'm in on that, buddy. That would sell out immediately.
One hot take I have on Stars jerseys is the Texas Stars jersey is cleaner than the Dallas jersey.
I do like the Texas Stars jersey. I have looked into getting some Texas Stars merch.
Yeah, like it is one of the, and I'm not like, kudos to the Texas Stars brand and everything like that, but there's not many teams like that where you're like, hey, the AHL team has better regular jersey than the NHL team. The Texas jersey is clean.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, you're right. It's nice.